Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Labour of Love, written and read by Shannon Garner. Chapter 1. Love, Courage and Small Beginnings. In a little cream cottage behind a white picket fence in the small town I've called home all 35 years of my life, I sit alone. Without the demands of family, the place is quiet. Apart from the whir of the washing machine, the tick of a swirling fan, the hum of my computer. Cars speed past on the busy road, and as I glance out the window, marked with sticky fingerprints, the sky is awash with grey clouds. A light breeze tickling the weeping bamboo that sways in my garden as if to wave hello. From timber photo frames displayed on the desk, faces smile at me, my husband and our two children. The sweet smell of lilies wafting through the house. I turn towards three vases filled with beautiful bunches of brightly coloured flowers, cards arrayed across the sideboard, offering congratulations and one huge thank you. I straighten my back, stretch my neck, and contemplate the last 11 days. 11 days since I gave birth to a baby girl. I think about the decision I made, how the dedication of 1 year of my life has changed the lives of so many people I now care for very deeply. My heart swells with joy when I think about baby Elsie. Those tiny waxy toes, precious hands, that barely there breath, and the smell of her skin I wish I could somehow bottle so I never forget. The way she sucks on her fingers and, when disturbed, puckers those plump, deep pink lips in protest makes me smile now. Elsie is the result of a decision I made, and she's exactly what I had hoped for and dreamed of, an idea thrown out into the universe in one giant leap of faith. She's beautiful, perfect, and not mine to keep. This is my surrogacy story, one of hope, courage, love, and most importantly, trust. A story that started with baby steps, tentative and cautious, and then gained strength and the power to change lives, connect strangers, and form a family where there was once little hope. Just as a baby struggles through their first shaky steps, I struggled, stumbled, and fell. But each time I got back up by finding my calming center and remembering my purpose. I was giving something to a couple who would possibly never otherwise experience parenthood, igniting a light in their hearts that would burn within them forever. I could be that person. I could summon that light, bright and powerful. I could make that difference.